Big news, one generous Marketplace fan, Dr. Joe Rush from Florida, is offering to match the next $50,000 in donations to Marketplace. And every single gift gets us closer to a critically important May fundraising goal. Give right now and double your impact thanks to this generous match. Go to marketplace.org/givetech.
Building better artificial intelligence for the hiring process. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Megan McCurdy-Carino. AI is commonly used in automated recruitment programs. It helps narrow down a large pool of applicants using algorithms to match job seekers to open positions. But there are growing concerns this technology is disproportionately excluding certain groups, like women, people of color, or those who don't have college degrees, even when they're perfectly qualified. Take Saray Primus. Growing up in Michigan with a dad who spent four decades working for General Motors, she had an example of what a career was. But Primus says for most of her working life, all she had were jobs.
You don't really go further in the position that you're in. So, you know, you're just there to do that job and go home, do it all over again.
She's made it to manager, sometimes in two or three different jobs at once, at a car dealership, a fast food restaurant, and a clothing store. But she never made it to the next level up, she says, because she didn't have a four-year degree. An increasing number of employers have vowed to do away with that requirement, but degree bias is often embedded in the screening software companies use, says Shad Ahmed with the nonprofit Opportunity at Work.
How do you create a job description that doesn't fall back on degree requirements? Our systems haven't caught up with that.
The artificial intelligence typically used to filter resumes looks for degrees and specific schools, previous employers, and job titles, which likely had degree requirements.
Those algorithms are trained based on history and trained by humans. And unfortunately, our labor market historically has used degree requirements as a proxy for skills.
So Ahmed's organization created its own hiring platform called StellarWorks, which aims to do away with biased proxies and hone in on skills. Mohan Reddy is the co-founder of SkyHive, which built the algorithms that power the platform.
So a job is a collection of skills. A person is a collection of skills.
SkyHive uses artificial intelligence, tested constantly for bias, to find patterns in those skills in a more objective way than humans can.
When people write the job descriptions, they're very biased.
They often include coded language that ends up being exclusionary and wish lists of skills that could be learned on the job. Meanwhile, non-traditional candidates often don't highlight the transferable experience they already have. StellarWorks uses SkyHive to make those connections.
That opens up new career pathways, new opportunities.
Like, for instance, the opportunity for someone with lots of retail and customer service experience to use her communication and team leadership skills as a supervisor at an automaker. About 10 months ago, Saray Primus used StellarWorks to get a full-time position as a group leader at General Motors. It's one of more than 100 companies using the platform to fill jobs that otherwise might have required degrees.
I went home one day and I went in my room and I actually kind of cried because, you know, I had my dad passed away and I was able to stay and look up in the heavens and tell my dad, I have a career, Dad, I did it.
Now that she's not working three jobs, she's using her free time to pursue a college degree in business. I'm Megan McCurdy-Carino, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.